You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, baby, Lord have mercy, Matt the Cat, where it's at. Playing that sweet rhythm and blues from the top of your head to the soles of your shoes. Playing the ones and the twos from Dr. Feelgood to Dr. Seuss. As I present to you, cats and kittens, another juke in the back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. Yes, it's me, and I'm drunk again, baby. It's time for another edition of Rhythm and Booze. This time, we're featuring Bad, Bad Whiskey, an entire program dedicated to the water of life. Serving up some bourbon, scotch, corn whiskey, rye, white lightning, in shots and fifths and whichever way you prefer, baby. You like it neat? On the rocks, with a water back, we got you. In fact, that's Miss Rosie's specialty here at her juke joint. I'm just the jukebox operator. Whiskey's been getting you in trouble for nearly 2,000 years or more, so there's plenty of material to pull from. But there's one guy in the rhythm and blues era that really stands atop the whiskey bottle. That would be Mr. Joseph Amos Milburn. Nobody sang about alcohol, or particularly whiskey, more than Amos did. He was born in 1927 and died 52 years later, unfortunately partly due to the spirits he enjoyed so much. Now sure, he sang about rum and vicious, vicious vodka, but whiskey was his main vice. So let's kick this special edition of Rhythm and Booze, Bad, Bad Whiskey, off with his fourth and final number one rhythm and blues record. In fact, it was the first number one record of the new year of 1951. It hit number one on January 6th. Spinning off of Aladdin Records, here's Amos Milburn and his Aladdin Chicken Shackers with Bad, Bad Whiskey.
Ooh, baby, baby, you're my happy home.
My baby's gone and left me. Man, feel so sad because the blues have got me and I've sure got them bad. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Made me lose my happy home. Made me lose my happy.
Whiskey, whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down and opened you up and passed you around. John was the first one to pull you down. He took one drink and he started to clown. Passed you to Hazel, Jane and Jack. Penelope got you and passed you right back. The doorbell rang and what did you see? In walked Henry, Fred and Marie. They hit you high, they hit you low. They hit you fast and they hit you slow. Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Dead and wanted another. They reached on the shelf and grabbed your brother. It's a shame the way they did you in. Then reached up and got your brother gin. Grandfather Wine began to tremble with fright, wondering if the party was gonna last all night. Grandfather Wine knew without a doubt he was next in line if the juice ran out. Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Everybody, they've got real tight. Now they want to start a fight. John never did nothing wrong in his life. Now he's in the corner with the policeman's wife. Frank's so drunk he can hardly see, trying to make love to Penelope. She took a bottle and hit him in the jaw. That's when the neighbors called the law. Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around.
Oh, baby, one of the great purveyors of whiskey songs, Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris, waxing off of King from 1953. That record didn't chart, but man, does it nail the personification of whiskey. I often refer to Mr. Blues as the second greatest blues shouter of all time because you just can't beat Big Joe Turner, but he's right up there, baby. Hailing from Omaha, he got his start on the national scene with Lucky Millinder's Orchestra in the early to mid-1940s. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on Rhythm and Booze. This time, it's Bad, Bad Whiskey. The entire program features whiskey songs. Up next, a cat who would later be known as one of the greatest songwriters, arrangers, bass players, producers of the rhythm and blues era, Willie Dixon. But before Chess Records and Cobra Records, Willie was recording for Columbia Records just after World War II as the Big Three Trio. Dixon was on bass, of course, and Leonard Baby Doo Caston was on the piano with guitarist Bernardo Dennis. They did a great version of the Signifying Monkey in 1947 on Columbia, and if you flipped it over, you found a song about whiskey. It's a real fantasy tune called If the Sea Was Whiskey, I Would Be Michael Phelps. Here's the Big Three Trio on The Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll, The Juke in the Back.
Whiskey, and I was a diving duck.
the great Jimmy Witherspoon talking about that corn whiskey. It goes by many names: moonshine, white lightning, sugar whiskey, pop skull, skull cracker, stump hole, stump, bush whiskey, and I could go on and on. Jimmy Witherspoon, who came up through the J. McShann Orchestra in the mid-1940s, cut out on his own in the late 40s, recording for Supreme and Modern. That one spins off of Federal Records and fits quite nicely into our Rhythm and Booze show, all about bad, bad whiskey. I'm your jukebox operator and whiskey connoisseur, Matt the Cat. Now let's turn to Granville McGee, who was known on most records by his nickname Stick McGee. But on some records, like this one, he was referred to as Sticks McGee. The way the story goes, he used to push his older brother, Brownie McGee, around in a wheelbarrow, which he pushed with a stick, thus giving him the name Stick McGee. Brownie had polio and thus needed the wheelbarrow transportation. Stick burst on the scene in 1947 with Drinkin' Wine Spooty Ooty on Harlem Records, which he re-recorded in 1949 for Atlantic Records, where it became a huge number two record. He recorded several other great records for Atlantic, including Tennessee Waltz Blues, which was the only other record in his career to chart. Many of his best non-charters were drinking songs. In 1953, he was signed to King Records, where he recorded many more great drinking songs. And this was one of them. Here's Whiskey, Women, and Loaded Dice, Stick McGee, as we raise a glass in Rhythm and Booze, Bad, Bad Whiskey, on the Juke in the Back.
I'm gonna tell everybody, I know Lordy Miss Claudine thought she was the sweetest gal in town. She began to call me honey, I began to spend my money, walk right in a juice joint, then sit down. Oh well, I must confess, oh well, I must confess, boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess. I put a nickel in the vendor, said, hey, Mr. Bartender, bring us another round. We started into dancing, I said, how about romancing? She said, you'd better put that money down. Oh well, I must confess, oh well, I must confess, boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess. To my satisfaction, I wanted to see some action. Showed me to that hole right in that wall. I bet a dollar and ten, I roll those dice, they begin to spin. Snake eyes was the first thing they did call. Oh well, I must confess, oh well, I must confess, boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess. Confess. Oh well, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee,
David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Derek Justman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
It was an early Sunday morning, and the church was crowded full. Old Elder Brown was raving, he was angry as a bull. The congregation sensed it, and they knew just what he meant when he said, "My text today is you sinners must repent." Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who whiskey in the well?
In the well.
'Cause Deacon Jones knelt down to pray, all he said was hey, hey. So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Georgia pie.
So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. Whiskey in the well.
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Keep your dippers out of that well, or we all wind up in.
Well, who threw the whiskey in the well?
That's what I'd like to know. Well, sisters and brothers, I'm taking my leave of thee. Yeah, I've been trying to show you the light, and you all have outshined me. Since Brother Jones brought his bones, Sister Ash has all the cash. Let's get together, drink water, get tall. Come on, chillin', let's have a ball.
Lucky Millinder and his orchestra featuring the great Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris on lead vocal from 1945, spinning off of Decca Records. And who threw the whiskey in the well? Asking y'all that musical question, baby. Oh, it's just the drama of it all with Deacon Jones and the whole congregation. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring Rhythm and Booze, That Bad, Bad Whiskey. An entire show dedicated to whiskey songs. This week on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well became Lucky Millinder's biggest record and Wynonie Harris's first time on record. It hit number one on July 14, 1945 and remained there for 8 weeks. But by the time that record was soaring to the top of the charts, Wynonie was already out of Millinder's orchestra and had signed a solo deal with Philo Records out of Los Angeles. Philo would soon be renamed Aladdin. Just about a year later, during the summer of 46, Bull Moose Jackson issued an answer record to Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well called I Know Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well. I think it was Maggie. Now I say that because I heard a story this past week from Jeff. Jeff would like to send a dedication out to his dad, Russ, who unfortunately, the way that family lore goes, lost a bottle of wild turkey to Maggie cleaning out the pantry. Now, Maggie didn't throw it in the well. She dumped the wild turkey down the kitchen sink. But where did it go from there?
Maybe it seeped into the groundwater, down into the well.
Well, it's either Maggie or it's Caldonia's mammy who threw the whiskey in the well. I'm not quite sure, but we've got two suspects. Let's send this next tune out to Russ, wishing him a very happy birthday. It's Bull Moose Jackson and his orchestra, and I Know Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well, off of Queen Records from 1946. Queen was started by King Records as its rhythm and blues subsidiary in 1943, as only hillbilly music was featured on the King label. But soon after this record was issued, Queen was folded into King, and soon King handled both Hillbilly Records and Rhythm and Blues Records. Take it away, Bull Moose. I Know Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well. It's Rhythm and Booze this week on the Juke in the Back.
It was a lovely Sunday morning, and everyone was gay. Everyone but Deacon Jones, who did not feel that way. He was loaded down with pills. He was plastered to the gills. You could tell it, you could smell it, every time you heard him yell. I found out who threw the whiskey in the well.
In the well!
Yes, I know who threw the whiskey in the well.
In the well!
Yes, I'm squealing on my friend, 'cause he went south with my inn. Yes, I know who threw the whiskey in the well.
In the well!
Just wait and see.
Deacon Jones, who threw the whiskey in the well.
It wasn't me. I will tell you in a minute, soon as I find out what's in it. Yes, I know who threw the whiskey in the well. Whiskey in the well.
In the well.
I'm going to tell who threw the whiskey in the well.
In the well.
When you kneel down on your knees, I will set your mind at ease, 'cause I know who threw the whiskey in the well. Through the window came a bottle, and it landed on my head. The folks knelt down to pray. They thought Deacon Jones was dead. Elder Brown went way down. Then he raised the deacon's head. The deacon's eyes flew open, and this is what he said. It wasn't Sister Ash.
No.
It wasn't Elder Brown.
No.
It wasn't Sister Kitty, 'cause that gal was in the city. It wasn't Brother Smith.
No.
It wasn't Cousin Sammy.
Who was it, Deacon Jones?
It was Caldonia's mammy.
It was Caldonia's mammy. It was Caldonia's mammy.
She threw the whiskey in the well.
Don't make the going rough, 'cause my baby might get tough. Some folks drink for pleasure, some drink 'cause it's wet, but I drink 'cause it helps me to think, and it helps me to forget. Yeah, whiskey do your stuff till I've had enough. Don't make the going rough, 'cause my baby might get tough. Yeah, whiskey do your stuff till I've had enough. Don't make the going rough, 'cause my baby might get tough. Sometimes I have troubles I can't seem to endure, but when everything else fails me, whiskey is my cure. So whiskey do your stuff till I've had enough. Don't make the going rough, 'cause my baby might get tough. Yeah, whiskey, do your stuff till I've had enough. Don't make the going rough, 'cause my baby might get tough. Mislead you, I'll tell you what to do. You know whiskey, there's no evil, it's all in the mind. And when I'm feeling blue and lonely, it makes me feel so fine. So whiskey, do your stuff till I've had enough. Don't make the going rough, 'cause my baby might get tough. Yeah, whiskey, do your get tough.
The great Louis Jordan showing his vulnerability on that one. Whiskey, do your stuff. He's just sitting around and waiting for whiskey to work its magic, baby, because it helps him to forget. That was spinning off Aladdin Records in 1954 and was well past Louis Jordan's height of popularity during the 1940s. After he left Decca Records, he never scored another hit again, though he recorded some pretty prime sides for Aladdin. Let's now slide into another record from 1954 that sounds completely different. In fact, this record sounded way ahead of its time. It's by Papa Lightfoot, who was born Alexander Lightfoot in Natchez, Mississippi. He wrote the tune and recorded it sometime in 1952 in New Orleans. It didn't see release on Imperial until 54. Now, it sounds so ahead of its time because of the distorted vocal. He's actually singing through the bullet microphone that harp players would use to amplify their blues harps. He was one of the first guys to use it as a regular microphone, and it definitely adds a unique sound. As we lay down that whiskey sound, this week on Rhythm and Booze, Bad, Bad Whiskey, here's Papa Lightfoot with three definite vices: wine, women, and whiskey.
Come home, baby. Come home.
Always groovy, pianist Joe Liggins, 1951, Whiskey, Gin, and Wine, off a specialty. And of course, he began his career in the mid-1940s off the exclusive label with the biggest selling rhythm and blues record of 1945 and the Honey Dripper. And still in 1951, when that record was issued, his backing group was still referred to as the Honey Drippers. Up next is a future legend who was just starting out. And the whiskey song I've chosen for this week's show happens to be the flip side of a very innovative record from 1954. I'm talking about young John Watson, who would go on to become Johnny Guitar Watson. This song, Half Pint of Whiskey, was the flip side of Space Guitar, which really was a pioneering record featuring guitar feedback and the switching on and off of a reverb chamber. It gave it a unique and memorable sound. Half Pint of Whiskey, however, wasn't so innovative, but it does get down to the point. Federal Records, 1954, Rhythm and Booze, Bad Bad Whiskey. Here's young John Watson digging on a half pint of whiskey. Ooh, mercy.
Well, I met a fine lady. She was cute and small. One look at her and had to fall. Said, come on over and follow my lead. You wanna talk trash, here's all you need. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. Yes, I stopped on a corner at the liquor store. Got me a bottle of that heavy glow. Me and my baby gonna ball tonight. I got what it takes to keep her doing right. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. Yes, my TV's working and the lights down low. Real fine music on my radio. Ask my baby what's on her mind. She said one thing that makes me feel so fine. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine.
She was rocking on her legs and crying right away. Give me a half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. Yes, told my baby not to have no fear. Sit right down and just drink some beer. I don't care, she said, what you put down. All that I want is when you come around. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since we're featuring nothing but whiskey songs, I'd like to feature a record about a more affordable kind of whiskey. Cheap old wine and whiskey, from Jack the Bear Parker. It was issued in 1953 on Aladdin's short-lived subsidiary, 7-Eleven Records. It was the flip side of a better-remembered tune called I Want You, I Need You, and it features Emmett Davis on lead vocal. Here's Jack the Bear Parker giving us some cheap old wine and whiskey, this week's Great 78.
Drinking whiskey and end up drinking wine.
Cheap old wine and whiskey makes me high all day. Cheap old wine and whiskey drove my gal away.
Some corn, drank some mash, saw my baby and talk a whole lot of trash.
Deep old wine and whiskey keeps me high all day. Cheap old wine and whiskey drove my gal away. Cheap old wine and whiskey.
You're listening to The Juke in the Bag with Matt the Cat.
Baby, don't take my whiskey away from me. Baby, don't take my whiskey away.
If you touch my jug, you're gonna hear me holler. Don't take my whiskey away from me. Baby, you can take my money. You can take my last cent, honey. You may think it's kind of funny, but remember this, baby, don't take my whiskey away from me. Baby, don't take my whiskey away from me. You can help yourself to my last dollar. If you touch my jug, you're gonna hear me holler. Don't take my whiskey away from me. Put that bottle down, woman.
My man, Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris, don't take my whiskey away from me. You know, that could be a problem. Sometimes they don't want you drinking that juice, and they want to take it away from you. He's saying, baby, don't take that whiskey away from me. 1954, off of King. Don't you think that sounds a little bit like Amos Milburn's One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer? It's got kind of the same song structure. And now you're probably wondering, Matt the Cat, why haven't you played One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer by Amos Milburn? Well, I'll tell you, baby, I'm saving that one for the beer show. The Rhythm and Booze beer show is going to need some help because there aren't as many songs about beer as there are about whiskey. Ah, whiskey. Whether you're drinking Jack, Beam, or Turkey, Scotch, Bourbon, or Rye, Four Roses, Wilford, or Walker, Buffalo, Willard, or Clyde May, maybe you want a couple drops of that Mountain Dew. This one's for you, baby. Now Milburn's back on the sill with the whiskey still, singing about a problem that sometimes occurs when the juice just gets too strong. You want to leave, but you can't. You want to put the glass down, but it's never empty. Let me go home, whiskey. Just let me go home. Amos Milburn's battle with the booze continues. 1953, in February, this one went to number 3. Amos Milburn back with his Aladdin chicken shackers. And let me go home, whiskey. Please, baby. On Rhythm and Booze, this is the Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. I've got orders for my baby not to come home late no more. I stopped by a place to see a friend of mine. I dropped in for a minute, but I overstayed my time. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out the door. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out the door. I got orders from my baby not to come home juicy no more. So why does whiskey make me lose my head? Got me sitting at the bar when I should be home in bed. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. Let me go home. let me walk out that door. I've got orders from my baby not to come home drunk no more. Whiskey every morning, whiskey every night. Long as I get my whiskey, everything's all right. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out the door. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out the door. I got orders from my baby not to come home juice no more. Let me go home.
Bartender service, please.
Last call for whiskey. Drink up. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. You've been sitting at the bar all day. Your juice now, baby, so be on your way. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. You've had one rum, one bourbon, one gin, and now you want to start all over again. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. You know the curfew is a quarter to two. You're sitting around here so drunk, you just don't know what to do. The house is all dirty and the beds ain't even made. Around here yak, 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 and talking all out of your head. When I gave you my money, you said you weren't going far. Now I come down here and find you drunk with your elbows on the bar. The joint is fixing to close, so baby, grab your cup. The bartender done made his last call for whiskey, so drink up. Last call for whiskey, drink up. Last call for whiskey, drink up. You had one rum, one bourbon, one gin, and now you want to start it all over again. Last call for whiskey, drink up.
Don't drag me, baby, I'm well.
Last call for whiskey, drink up.
Turn me loose, man, I'm going down a big man.
Saxophonist Choker Campbell, originally from Shelby, Mississippi, moved to Saginaw, Michigan when he was just a child, settled in Detroit, and is best remembered today as the leader for the Motown Revue, you know, the traveling touring band, during the 1960s. But in 1953, he recorded Last Call for Whiskey for Atlantic Records, featuring Harold Young on lead vocal. Drink up, baby. Drink up, because the man is right. This is the Last Call for Whiskey. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Rhythm and Booze, featuring that bad, bad whiskey. It was a solid hour of whiskey songs. There'll be more in the Rhythm and Booze series in the future here on The Juke in the Back and Your Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. You get that feeling each week when you tune in to your source for 1940s and 50s R&B, The Juke in the Back. It is last call, and we have time for just one more, baby. It's another one from a cat who left us far too early. He was only 52 when he passed away in 1980. He was from Houston, Texas, but in the late 1940s through the mid-1950s, recorded for Los Angeles-based Aladdin Records. I'm talking about Amos Milburn and his Chicken Shackers. Back to close down the whiskey show. We began this edition of Rhythm and Booze with Bad, Bad Whiskey. Made me ruin my happy home. But let me tell you, after all these whiskey songs, I think it would be appropriate to end with good, good whiskey. This record came out in 1954 and went to number 5. And incidentally, it was Amos Milburn's last record to chart. During his career, he had 19 charting records. Not bad at all. So here to sing the praises of whiskey helping you to forget, because it's good, good whiskey, you know. It's Amos Milburn and his Aladdin Chicken Shackers closing us down. Bottoms up, baby. I'll catch you on the flip side next time. Cheers. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Helps to mend a broken heart. Yes, I love my baby more than life itself. My baby loved me, she left with someone else. Good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Have to mend a broken heart. The day my baby left me without just one excuse, I didn't know what else to do, so I got a little juice on good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Helps to mend a broken heart. I tried a little beer, I tried a little wine, but it took something stronger to change these blues of mine. So I got some good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Helps to mend a broken heart. Yes, I talked to my baby. Man, I laid everything on the...
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.